The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello and welcome to the Wrestling to the Max WWE 205 Live Review for August 29, 2017. I am your host, Sean Agarmer, and here with me is Mr. Gary Vaughn.
What is up, folks?
Harry has got the night off as he and the guys are supposed to be doing Mae Young Classic reviews, but apparently something came up, so hey, we're filling in anyway, and next week, it'll be Harry and Paul doing it because Gary and I got to do the NFL season preview. So you'll hear Gary and Paul, like you heard last week, doing 205 Live and SmackDown. So we're interchanging here. But, of course, this 205 Live. Maybe a little better than the SmackDown we just talked about, but I wouldn't say much better. Of course, this was centered around the Enzo Amore wrestling debut that happens in the main event. But we start off with a no DQ match between Jack Gallagher and Brian Kendrick, as Jack Gallagher comes in wearing street clothes with jeans and everything. And he looks like he's about to, he's ready to whoop up on some Brian Kendrick. He takes out that umbrella and, you know, Kendrick takes out the umbrella. Gallagher makes a miss, hits the headbutt, then he whacks him with the umbrella. They go over the barricade. They start using the announce table. They get a kendo stick involved. I enjoyed this match. It was a good match. Kendrick got the ring bell in here and hits a DDT on it. And then he used the kendo stick to turn it into a captain's hook, and the referee stops the match. I love the fact that they were pissed, and they played the video to show the story for this, and Kendrick was serious, and I enjoyed this. It made this a good opening segment.
Yeah, I did. You know, what's kind of fun is Jack Gallagher is more refined. He's supposed to be that guy. He's more into being a gentleman and having a good old clean fight. And putting him in this realm is almost funny, but at the same time, way entertaining. And to see a lot of these big things that he did on this show, I mean, you know, it's kind of good to see him beat down Kendrick with a weapon, you know, and do something that you usually wouldn't see him do, right? And for him to be as aggressive as he is in this, you know, match, it brings out something that I think a lot of people want to see out of Jack Gallagher. And on the flip side of that coin, Brian Kendrick just does a wonderful job being the heel, just really getting, you know, the crowd's attention by some of the dastardly deeds that he does. And really, you know, once again, finding a way to pull off a victory in a match that really he probably would not have won unless he used something else to get his victory. And, you know, he used the ring bell to do it here on this one, and that's fine. I think it's creative. I kind of liked it. I thought it was something I don't see all the time. So, very happy with the ending of this match. I think overall, you know, a decent bout here. I'm kind of curious where they go from here. But, you know, Kendrick gets to stand tall.
Yeah, Jack Heller did get busted open, so that might have led them to having to do it quick, but still a really good match. This is still a good match to start the show off and kind of started things off with a bang, but then it kind of petered off after that. Again, I should mention this is building up to Enzo's first match on 205 Live. You have the heels doing a promo with Noam Dar, Tony Nese, and Drew Gulak. Noam Dar talks about his night out. You have Drew Gulak talking about how he's still petitioning out there for a better 205 Live. and they talk about how Enzo is not welcome. Tony Nese kind of shrugs it off. He's sitting there counting his abs, which I laughed at, and he's saying that, you know, he's got the body, he's got the look. Enzo's just nothing, not on his level. And Gulak kind of, this is all kind of disjointed. So, like, when Gulak comes in, I almost feel like he's sort of trying to understand that, hey, let's just end this thing already. This has kind of been a weird match, say, seven. He's kind of like, this is going to be Enzo's last match on 205.
It is weird, right? But at the same point, I think it's kind of funny because all their personalities are so much different than the other. And that brings up just a great mixture that is just awkward feeling, but at the same time, very comical. So I'll say that I really kind of enjoyed this. I think that they did a good job setting us up and having us understand, really, you know, what these guys are thinking about going into this big match and seeing kind of the mindsets of each guy. So I think, you know, it was definitely worth the time. And as silly as it was, I think it kind of helps.
I feel like all three of those guys are kind of enjoying themselves a lot more now because you have Tony Nese kind of doing a character that said it suits him. You have Noam Dar kind of being more like himself. I mean, not that he wasn't with Alicia Fox, but that kind of stuff just really ran its course. And I feel like he's kind of starting to just be able to do what he does. And then Drew Gulak has really embraced that role, I feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, it all works.
It does, and it's important for these guys to have those roles, to have those personalities. And you mentioned Gulak. I mean, he does a perfect politician. He just plays that so well, a public figure. I, you know, see him and really kind of think to myself, wow, you know, sometimes I wouldn't even know that he was a wrestler until he does it because he's such a good, you know, like political speaker, if you want to say it that way. He kind of has that gist about him and just that straight, you know.
But you wouldn't have ever thought that when he first came, where he's just a super serious guy that wrestled. Mm-hmm. But then he started that character, and they've kind of been lacking with that storyline for a while now after the Mustafa Ali beat him. But at least he still gets to cut promos, and that mm-hmm. helps him.
Oh, definitely. And even Tony Nese in this mix just makes me happy. There's something about the guy. Not the best promo cutter, but he just makes me happy.
Speaking of cutting promos, the Faces also get a backstage promo here as well, where Enzo's talking to Cedric Alexander, Graham, and Talik, and he says he's here to stay and he wants to be a player coach. And Cedric reminds him that, hey, look, we've been doing this since day one. Metalik agrees by nodding. And they aren't really that happy to be having a tag with Enzo. But the match happens. Enzo comes out, does his thing, making fun of Noam Dar, making fun of Tony Nese, calling him Captain Underpants. And then he says, hey, we're not to take you away from your Chip and Dale's job you got to do, but we're here to whoop some ass. This match was fine. You had some big dives and whatever, and you got the tease, Enzo doing it, but then he gets hit. Nese winds up actually losing to Enzo, rolling him up and then putting his feet on the ropes to get the win. You kind of figured that the face team would win here, but Enzo caused, he was being a bit of a, he was being a bit of a heel throughout this match. He's distracting the ref and doing all these other stuff, you know?
Yeah, he's playing that area that, you know, he kind of played at times when he was with Big Cass of, you know, I'm a good guy, but, man, I'll do anything it takes to win, even if it's to be a bad guy. And that's what he's got going here in this process. And, you know, I think that, you know, what they've got in this situation is not too terrible, but I the way that they've got, you know, a lot of these heels on this roster, which, you know, we'll talk about.
Well, I mean, Enzo isn't the best wrestler either, so that kind of ties into that too.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, a lot of these heels on the roster are you know, kind of at the same point, they're heelish, but they're also kind of fan favorites in a way. And I think you could kind of slide Enzo in that or kind of keep him out of it. It doesn't matter. But in the end, Enzo is kind of annoying. Enzo is kind of one of these guys that people want to see something different. And hopefully this gives it to him. But right now, you know, he's got to be that guy. And hopefully he gets the eyes on 205 Live, I think, like they want. But I'm also a little afraid that he's kind of let us down enough to where people won't even come to see him.
Well, I feel like the storyline here is that nobody likes Enzo.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe it's going to lead to him turning and being a heel out of just anger that nobody likes him.
Well, I'm definitely okay with that. I think that's a good thing. Do something different, please. We need to see Enzo being angry, be a jerk, you know, go beat up on somebody. It's definitely something that's new, it's different, and we don't have the same old thing going on over and over.
Yeah, especially if maybe, you know, the crowd starts booing him a little bit. I think that's perfect for him to turn and just turn on the crowd and say, hey, I went out here and did this for you, and you booed me, and the locker room didn't accept me and all this stuff. I mean, there's ways they can go about it. It would be interesting if they decided to go that route. Of course, he could also get sympathy for that as well, but we'll see what they decide to do. The other storyline that got advanced here is the Rich Swann and TJP, which they've been doing a pretty good job with it. Of course, TJP is injured. He's on crutches. He's out on commentary. But that would not last long as Rich Swann takes on Arya Daivari. This match doesn't last very long. Goes about 4 minutes. And you have eventually TJP coming in. He hands Daivari one of his crutches. And TJP comes in to stop him, to help Swann get the win. But Swann notices that TJP doesn't really need his crutches because he fights back and then even hits that detonation kick at the end. Swann gives him back the crutches, but you could tell he's kind of disgusted.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those that I kind of didn't see coming, really. I thought maybe TJP, you know, would be off a little longer, but to see him kind of come out and just showcase, hey, look, I'm okay. You know, I can do this. Look at this. You know, don't need the crutch. I think it brings definitely that next dynamic to this whole storyline. But, you know, I think that they had to do something like this to keep TJP relevant, because with an injury, yes, it you know, it's difficult. But not only that, TJP has not exactly been someone that we've cared about. It's just sad, but it really honestly the truth. And so having him do this, having him be a part as he is right now, I think is a really positive thing and gets us to pay attention to what he's doing, even if he's not wrestling. And then, of course, then, you know, you get the whole stuff going on with the, you know, guy like Daivari and, of course, Swann. Thank you. Swann, that they actually do add something to this, but they're not really the feature. Like Swann, he's going to be in this thing with TJP, but he's just kind of right here on the outside looking in, kind of smiling, and I kind of dig it. I think it's cool, and I'm actually looking forward to this. The storyline actually has something for me to care about, Sean, and that's a good thing. I kind of feel like I want to see more, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I have enjoyed the storyline of two guys just being in this rivalry, and then TJP kind of finding shortcuts, because mm-hmm. he knows that Swann can beat him in the athletics department. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe TJP kind of keeps throwing out those shades of being heel and by the end fully turns or whatever. But I've really enjoyed the way they've been doing this. It's the one it's one of the few positives that they have on 205, honestly. And they've been doing that well. So I should note that Neville was watching that main event on camera as well. He was not impressed. Probably means Cedric Alexander is going to be the next guy in line for that, which is fine. I felt like that probably would have been something with them eventually. But yeah, TJP, Rich Swann have been enjoying that. Kendrick and Gallagher's gotten better. And, you know, the main event is what it is. They're trying to move Enzo along here, and they're doing a decent job of that.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, and you got to get Enzo acclimated. That's what they're trying to do. And I like the idea of making Enzo feel like he's the unwanted guy in the room. And I think it works and makes us actually find something new to dwell on when it comes to Enzo compared to the same old shtick he comes out with all the time. And then when you're talking about Cedric Alexander and, you know, maybe him being the next guy to run for that Cruiserweight title. Very happy with that. I like that. I think it's a good idea. I think that Cedric Alexander has been waiting around for something like this, and it seems like it's getting closer to time, which makes me very happy.
Exactly. Cedric Alexander deserves it. He's been really good on 205. Happy to see him have that chance. Hopefully Grand Metal League gets a chance, too, now that he's been featured more. But, you know, and so it doesn't matter if you're the realest guy in the room. You know, if no one likes you, who cares?
So, yeah, right there.
That's going to do it for us talking 205 Live here for this week. Again, I should mention that neither Gary or I will be here for the 205 Live next week, so Paul and Harry will be taking the hosting duties, hopefully. If not, you know, who knows? But that's the only rotation we have. We don't, you know, if it's not either one of us, it's Paul or Harry, and that's it. It's between four people. Somebody's got to do it. But we do enjoy doing these for you. Hopefully you enjoy what you hear, and you want to hit a subscribe on Wrestling to the Max, or you hit subscribe to that entire WTM network to get even more, not just the wrestling content, but everything else that we bring you. If you do just enjoy the wrestling content, there's a lot out there for you. You have Paul and Gary with the Raw Review. You have our WTM 262 Part 1 episode, where we talked about the Mike Kanellis rehab, the ROH TV review for the week, and of course, more stuff. And then, we did SmackDown as well. So even though that wasn't the greatest show in the world, you can hear us talk about that. And of course, look forward to that Part 2 episode with at least DFW and Lucha Underground reviews, and then whatever else is going on. So thank you for listening, whether you listen on WTMnet.com, YouTube, Spreaker, TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher, 41mania.com, Last Word on ProWrestling.com, wherever it is you listen, Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate it, and we'll see you here next week.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.